Now.
So we left off last week with a really basic question in terms of Shemek Ona. We've been talking a lot about the principles of one person being motzi, somebody else, and different mitzvahs. And there was a principle that was clear, everybody accepted, the notion that you have to be a mechuyah bedavar. And in order to be motzi, somebody in a mitzvah, you have to be obligated in that mitzvah as well. That's a sugya. It's actually part of our Mishnah in Sukkah, vis-a-vis Hallel. It's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, a sugya in Rosh Hashanah, a sugya in Brachas. That's something that's absolutely agreed upon by everybody, that in order to be able to be motzi, somebody has to be a mechuyah bedavar. What was unclear last week was, why exactly is that so? Why is it absolutely necessary that somebody be a mechuyah bedavar? Why is it absolutely critical? So we presented last week a major machlekes acharonim as to what the mechanics of Shemek Ka'onah are all about. And everybody accepts Shemek Ka'onah. It's a Gemara in Sukkah Daflam Ches. We practice Shemek Ka'onah in our lives. When I make Kiddush on Friday night, I'm motzi my family, that's Shemek Ka'onah. When you come to shul and you hear the Megillah from the Baal Kori, that's Shemek Ka'onah. You hear Pasha Zoch, that's Shemek Ka'onah. So we live with Shemek Ka'onah all the time. Nevertheless, as a machlekes in the Beis HaLevi and the Chazanish, what the mechanics of that principle is. The Beis HaLevi understood that Shemek Ka'onah means that there's almost like two tracks how to be Yotze Mitzvah Sheva Dibur. It could be Yotze Mitzvah Sheva Dibur either with Dibur, that's the primary way, or as another way, an equally valid way, is through Shmiah. So the Mitzvah's Dibur can be fulfilled through an act of Shmiah. So the Mitzvah is fulfilled in my ears. If I choose to say the words of Kiddush, then my lips are the Dvar Ma'os Mitzvah. If I choose to hear Kiddush from somebody, then my ears are the Dvar Ma'os Mitzvah. The Shmiah is the Ma'aseh Mitzvah itself. So that's the Beis HaLevi argued. And the Chaznish said it's not true. The Chaznish said that Shemek Ka'onah doesn't mean that the mitzvah is fulfilled with Shmiah. It's a mitzvah Sheva Dibur. There's only one way to fulfill a mitzvah Sheva Dibur. That's through Dibur. What Shemek Ka'onah means is that the Dibur of Reuven relates to Shimon. It's Ke'en, the idea of Shlichus. The same way that if I ask you to be a Shlich, to be Mafresh Truma for me, when you do that Afresh Truma, it's Kilo I did it. So when you say the Megillah, it's as if I said it. Now, it's different from Shlichus. Shlichus, I don't have to even be there. I can appoint to be a Shlich and I can go to sleep. But Shemek Ka'onah, I still have to be present. So it's a unique form of Shlichus. It's a very, very special, almost like subcategory of Shlichus, but it's rooted in the same parish of Shlichus that my Ma'aseh can be Mesiach is to you. So according to the Beis HaLevi, the mitzvah licked in the Shmiah, the mitzvah lies in the Shmiah, according to the Chazanish, mitzvah lies in the other person's dibur that ultimately is Mesiach is back to you. So with that background from last week, now let's begin to analyze that question. Why is it so poshut that you need a mechuyah bedavar? Why is that so absolutely agreed upon by everybody? It's a Mishnah, Gemara, Beferish, several sugyas and shas. Why is that true conceptually? So if you go down the route of the Chazon Ish, that Shemek Ka'onah means the dibur of the medaber carries over to the Shemeah, so that I understand why the medaber, why the mitzi, has to be a mechuyah bedavar. Because if he's not a mechuyah bedavar, so then his dibur isn't counting. His dibur is not a davar shel mitzvah. When he says the words in the Megillah, if he's not chayav in the Megillah, that's just gibberish. It's not kriyas Megillah. So in order to create that ability for the mitzvah from Reuven to jump to Shimon, obviously, Reuven has to be a bar hochet to create the mitzvah. So if Reuven is not a mechuyah bedavar, so he's not creating a mitzvah. He's not creating a mitzvah. Obviously, how in the world can I be yaitz with something that's not a mitzvah? But if the Beis HaLevi is right, that Shemek Ka'onah is based on a different form of language. Shemek Ka'onah means that Shemiah is good enough. At the end of the day, I'm hearing Kriyas HaMegillah. I'm hearing the words. I'm hearing the Kiddush. I'm hearing Parshas Zohar. Mach patli, whether you're chai, if the mitzvah doesn't revolve around your lips. Bishlam, according to the Chazon Ish, that the mitzvah revolves around the medaber's lips, so the medaber has to be a bar chiyuva. But according to the Beis HaLevi, why is there a requirement? Why does the Mishnah say that the mashmiya, the mitzi, the medaber, has to be a bar chiyuva? For what purpose? If the mitzvah is not impacted on his lips, the mitzvah is mashmiya. So come the Chareim and say, Akoch, you have to say the following yisayin. Poshek, you have to say the following yisayin. That there's a mitzvah, Sheva Dibur, and the Torah is giving me track of Shmiya to be Yotze. I can be Shemeya Kiddush, and that's good enough. I can be Shemeya Parsha Zohar, that's good enough. Shemeya Hal, that's good enough. What does that mean? That means I have to be Shemeya what? I have to be Shemeya a Hal. I have to be Shemeya a Kiddush. I have to be Shemeya a Kriyas Megillah. What's been Kiddush? What's been Kriyas Megillah? It's not enough. Let's say I would listen to an animal, a parrot, would say the words of Kriyas Megillah, would say from Vibach Kriyas Megillah. But anybody say that I'm Yaitse the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah to Shema Koinah, I didn't hear Kriyas Megillah. I heard a parrot making noises. I heard gibberish. It happened to have been gibberish that came out pretty closely resembling what Kriyas Megillah sounds like.
Why are we going that way? Why don't we say, if you're not mechuyev in it, you can't do it?
No, but that's the question. Why do I care whether the person who's reading the Megillah is mechuyev b'davar? If the mitzvah is my shmi, I'm hearing Megillah. I'm hearing the words. Whether you are 5 years old or 25 years old, I'm hearing the words in Kriyas Megillah. So if you're like the Chazon Ish, that the dibur of the kirei is mesiaches to the shemeya, that I understand. But the dibur of the kirei has to be a dibur shel mitzvah. But if the whole mitzvah is just shmi alone, why is it important that the dibur would be a barchiva? You have to say, yeah.
So the definition of shomea ke'one is shomea k'mo'one. So if he's not kamohu, there is no question that he cannot take him up.
But l'chora, you're focusing almost like you're viewing it like the Chazanish. You're not in bad company. You're viewing like the Chazanish that what's happening by the medaber is relating back to the Shemaya. So just as by hilchos shlichos, the halacha is, let's say, I can't appoint you to be a shliach for me if you're not a bar chiyuva. If you're not in that parsha, let's say the moshe is a din. You can't appoint an Eved Kenani to be a shliach for Gittin. Because an Eved Kenani could be a shliach for other areas of Allah, but not for Gittin, because he has no shaykhs to get in the Kiddush, doesn't speak to him. So you have to be with Torah something to be a shliach. So I understand the Chazon Ish's model that the Medaber is like in a shliach. So I understand. But if you go down the Beis Halevi's model, that there's no shlichos. The Medaber is simply saying words, and I'm hearing the sounds. I'm Yaitse with sounds. So the answer is, you're not Yaitse with sounds. You're not Yotze just hearing the words Vayivu Machashverosh. The Chabrinim define it by saying that you have to hear Kriya Shel Mitzvah. You have to hear a Dibu Shel Mitzvah. You can't just link up to some sound waves in the air. There's some machine that makes sound waves and make it sound like Vayivu Machashverosh. That's no good. You have to hear the words of Kriya Shel Megillah. So who could create a Chavtzuf in Kriya Shel Megillah? It's a hard phrase to use, cheftzim and kriyas megillah. We use it anyway. Who could create a cheftzim and kriyas megillah? Who create that those kosher sound waves that are not just sound waves, but rather they're kosher mitzvah? Oh, you have to create a cheftzim and kriyas megillah. You have to be a barchi to do that.
Moshe has to be some kind of some kind of shituf.
So that's the question. That's exactly. So you're right. You're back to the Chazon Ish. That notion of the shituf makes a lot of sense according to the Chazon Ish, because there's a partnership. According to Beis Levi, there's no partnership. According to Beis Levi, just as you are Yotze, I'm Yotze. Shemek Oinah doesn't mean, according to the Beis Halev, I'm being Yotze because of my relationship with you. I don't know who you are. I have nothing to do with you. I'm being Yotze on my own. You're 100% right. In the Chazon Ish's world, you're 100% right. You must be closer to Bnei Brak than to Brisk. That must be...
Well, I spent 3 years around there.
It's around there, closer to there. Okay. So Rabbi Sai, we just developed the Yisoy here. We developed the Achron, developed this Gevalik Yisoy. That even if the nature of something is shmiya alone, shmiya doesn't mean just to hear sounds. Shmiya means to hear sounds of mitzvah. So this idea that we're saying b'das di zecharonim already has its roots in Rishonim. I would take a look. I asked those who were able to have a Rambam in Sefer Zmanim. If you take a look at the very first Rambam, Hilcha Shofar, Aleph Halacha Aleph. The Rambam, when he opens up a series of halachas, usually encapsulates what the essence of the mitzvah is. The Rambam, in his unbelievable ability to hone in, to zero in on the essence of a mitzvah, in the opening phrase, gets you to the heart and soul what the mitzvah is. Mitzvah's essay, Hilcha Shofar, Brek Aflach Aleph. Mitzvah's essay, Shal Torah, Lishmoa, Truas Hashofar Rosh Hashanah, Shenema Yom Truah Yeluchem. There's mitzvah Haseim in the Torah, to hear the trua. So that's not interesting. The Rambam, you know, qualifies the mitzvah as being to hear the trua. That's just on the side, you know, almost makes it sound like the kiyah, so kind of like secondary. The Gemara says we have a tradition, we have a Toshua Pet tells us that every trua has to be surrounded by two tkiyas. You get the impression from the Rambam that the real tkiyah shofar is the trua. A trua is not called a trua unless it's sandwiched between two tkiyas. But it's not like there's a mitzvah to get tkiyas, the mitzvah to get truas. The mitzvah to get truas. It's just that, is that a trua pidin is defined by something that was came before and after a tkiyah. Because after the Torah says, Yom Trila, there's a Yom Tkiyah Yelochem. So that's just an interesting point in the Rambam, but that's not the point I want to focus on. I want to focus on the Lashon Rambam. It says the Shotar Lishmoa, the mitzvah, the essence and the heart and soul of Shofar is Lishmoa's Shofar. By saying that, what is the Rambam in effect negating? Something that I may have defined the mitzvah of Shofar very, very differently. I would have thought, before I read this Rambam, I would have thought, what's the mitzvah of Shofar? If I was writing it, I would write mitzvah's essay with Koa Shofar, Rosh Hashanah. Isn't that what it says in the Machzor? Say the Tkiyah Shofar? If I'm not mistaken, when they announce, when the Shul announced, but when Tkiyah Shofar, it doesn't say that by 10:30 is going to be Shmias HaShofar. It usually says 10:30 is Tkiyah Shofar. Say the Tkiyah Shofar. So we colloquially call it Tkiyah Shofar, so the Rambam is wrong. It's not Tkiyah Shofar, it's Shmias HaShofar. The mitzvah of the Shmias HaShofar. What bears out this idea? How did the Rambam know that the mitzvah is the Shmos HaShofar, not the Kol Shofar? Very simple. The Rambam says, I don't blow Shofar. There's one guy in Shul blow Shofar. If the name of the mitzvah is the Kol HaShofar, I didn't blow. Says the Rambam, the mitzvah is the Shmos, the mitzvah is not Tekiah, the mitzvah is Shmia. For Shteitzach, you have to have a Tekiah. Good morning. If you don't have a Tekiah, it's going to be hard to hear a sound. The sound's not going to come out of nowhere. So mainly you have to get a guy up there to blow the Shofar, to enable everyone, including the Baal Tekiah, to hear the Shofar. But the essence of the mitzvah is the Shmias HaShofar, not the Tekiah HaShofar. Tekiah is almost nothing. It's irrelevant according to the Rambam. The Tekiah is just a Hecha Timtzah. If you don't have it, then you won't be able to reach the point of Shmia. Well, not everyone agrees to the Rambam. Other Rishonim will disagree and say that, no, Tekiah is also a major component of the mitzvah, nothing. But the Rambam clearly holds that it's Shmia. But the huge problem, according to the Rambam, huge problem. Mishnah tells us, in Masechus HaShofar, which the Rambam himself quotes, is that someone who's not mechuyev in the midst of Shofar cannot be Maitzis Rami Decharosim. The Baal Tekiah cannot be a woman who's been a Ptur from Shofar. Baal Tekiah cannot be a Kotan. Why not? If you hold the mitzvah Tekiah and some of his Tekiah is relating to me, I don't know what, whatever that's based on, okay, maybe I understand why you need a Baal Tekiah to be Chai. But if the mitzvah is Shmia and not Kitki, is just a physical attempt to get a sound, why can't the cotton, why can't my wife make the sound? Why is the halacha required that you need a Baal Tekiah to be Mechuy B'davar? That the mitzvah is Lishmaya, a kosher mitzvah. It's not just a mitzvah to hear a ram's horn. Let's say the wind comes and makes it blows and all of a sudden the sound comes through the ram's horn. That's not Shofar. That's not the Shmoa Kol Shofar. That's hearing a ram's horn. The mitzvah is the Shmoa Kol Shofar mitzvah. Kol Shofar mitzvah, well, a Kol Shofar mitzvah has to be created by somebody. Not everybody is eligible to create a Kol Shofar mitzvah. Once again, in order to create a Cheftza for a Kol Shofar mitzvah, you have to be a Mechuy B'dava. So the same word that we just said a moment ago, Bedas to Beis HaLevi, to explain why do you need Mechuy B'dava for the figure of a Shmoa Ko'ayna, is the exact same reason why the Rambam requires a Mechuy B'dava for Shmias HaShofar as well.
Could you create the Kol Shel Mitzvah whether or not you were Yotzei the Mitzvah already or not?
Oh, very good, excellent. So L'chora, based on this idea, if I heard the Shofar already, how in the world can I be Motziyu? I can't create a Kol Shel Mitzvah, not Chayav. So that's what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Afa B'Shiyotzei Maitzi, that I'm still called Mechuy B'dava because of Arvus. I have to make sure that every Jew hears the Shofar, so that I'm still called the Mechuy B'dava. I can make Kiddush for you if I have a Kiddush already. I could say Halal for you if I have said Halal already. So I can blow Shofar for you because I'm still called the Mechuy B'dava. Excellent.
So is that a din on Arvus, or are you going back?
That's Arvus. The Arvus is the Gemara doesn't use the phrase Arvus in this sugi. The Gemara uses the phrase Afa P'Shiyotzei Maitzi. Even though I was already Yotzei, I could still be Maitzi somebody else. So but that's not called the din Mechuy B'dava. So Rashi on the spot says the reason for that din is because of Arvus.
I understand that more according to the Beis Halevi than according to the Chazon Ish. Because according to the Beis Halevi, you have to hear something. So you have somebody else to create that Chafsa Shel Mitzvah. But according to the Chazon Ish, where it's basically one guy A is saying it, and it's as though I said it also, but what he's saying is nothing. He's
so
already
there's nothing. So I'll give you the following mashal. Go back to the mashal shlichus. Okay. So what would you say about the following case? Let's say Reuven wants to appoint Shimon as a shliach to give a get to his wife. The din is if Shimon is not a bar hochi to divorce a wife, so then Shimon can't be a shliach. So if Shimon didn't have a kenai, he's out of the picture. Very shigam, right? We got to be kavos again. Kavos. I'm side swiping certain details of this for our purposes. But what if Shimon's not married? He's not married to this woman for sure, not. How can he give a get? His handing the get to this woman is meaningless according to your Sfarah. So the Terence is that in order to be called for your Maisa to be Siaches, you have to be Beparsha. You don't have to be Befoil that you're able to do it right now.
No, I understand that. And I understand that as long as you have some sort of Sheikhas to the Mitzvah, you could create the Chafsa Shal Mitzvah. But the way the Chazon Ish is explaining Shomei Ka'ona, that it's as though I'm doing it, and if person A is doing it, it's as though person B is doing it. But person A, he's not creating the Chafsa.
But that's the same thing I'm saying, that person A is not really divorcing the wife, it's not his wife. And some of that you're willing to accept, right? So if you're willing to accept it by Shlichos, so then it's the Ke'en Shlichos, that's what the Chazon Ish said, it's Ke'en Shlichos. Good, very good, excellent. Okay, so everybody say, so I can't say we finished the sugya totally. We did finish the A sugya, we'll call it, because we're going to move to sugya B right now, but it's really going to be a continuation of many of the yesodas that we've been talking about already over the last couple of weeks, both in terms of the specifics of Hallel and in terms of the notions of being mitzi other people in the chliba davar. It really sets the stage for the next part of the sugya. So if we take a look back to the Mishnah Maseches Sukkah, where we started, the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches. The Chesed off the bottom Mishnah tells us, "Misha Eved or Isha or Katan Machir Oso Onachrei Mashen Omer." Mishnah says that if you want to have an Eved Kenayni or a woman or a Katan read Hallel on your behalf, it's not going to work. The only way it's going to work is if you Onachrei Mashen Omer. You have to repeat word for word what they say. In other words, they're prompting you, but they're not really being mitzi you. In contrast, if I God the Machir Oso, if you have a grown-up male, ben chayv, not having a kenani, reading the halal on your behalf, that's fine. Onach rav haluka. You just said answer haluka at the end of each paragraph, but you don't have to repeat the words. So basically what the Mishnah is telling us is that in case number one, the keres hal is not being made to you. In case number two, he's very much being made to you. What's the difference in the two cases? It's obvious. In the first case, all the above people are put from halal. You have a kenani's potter, the isha's ptura, the katan's potter. Very simple. We spoke a little bit about when we first started the sugya. Why is the Isha Ptur from Hallel? Is it Shantab? Is it Rabbanan? It's just my grandma. We spoke all the people about Hallel, but Achreki Chleisa called the Mishnah says she's Ptur. And the Mishnah also lists off the Katan as being Potter. So, what's our take on that statement in the Mishnah? That one word in the Mishnah, Katan. What's our reaction to that word? Is it really true that a Katan is Potter from Hallel and therefore you can't be motzi agadol, when the Mishnah says it clearly? Is that cause for concern? Let's ask ourselves a very basic question. Is a katan chayv mitzvahs? It's a tricky question. Min haTorah, no. But min drabbanan, very much so. Once he's reached the age of chinuch. Once a child is old enough. Now again, I can't tell you exactly how old chinuch is, different mitzvahs, different ages. Let's say you have a 12-year-old child. He probably knows how to say hallel. Lemaisa, I should have him say hallel. He's chayv al chinuch and hallel. So he is chayv and hallel. How could the Mishnah say, Pemole, that, sorry, the katan can't be motzi the gadol because the katan is ein mechuy bedover? What do you mean he's a mechuy? He's very much mechuy bedover. He's mechuy al chinuch. Why is that not called mechuy bedover? So let's see if we can formulate this question a little bit stronger, a little bit sharper. Because this is really going to set the stage for our entire sugya. The principle of the first half of the Mishnah is clearly Now, in order to be made to somebody in mitzvah, you have to be mechuyev b'dov. And the Mishnah rattles off lists of three people who are pturim malam: Isha, Eved Kenani, and Kotev. And we're stopping and saying, not true, the facts are not right. A Kotev is chayav, it's chinuch. It says, you have to be mechanech a child to put on tzitzis and to shake a lulav and to shofar and to say, how? Of course, you have to be mechanech a child. So Kotev is chayav. So why can't the Kotev's chayav al chinuch be multi the godol's mitzvah of Kriya Sahalo? So what would our initial reaction to that question be? So with Chora, our initial reaction should be that this is a throwback that we started the previous sugya. The godol's chiv and halal. What kind of chiv is that? Is halal and yontav a mitzvah derais? Is halal and yontav a mitzvah derabanan? So remember going back maybe 3-4 weeks ago when we first started this halal, it seems like we've been learning halal for since we've been learning the sugya. So remember back when we started the sugya, we mentioned it's machlokes the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam writes that halal and yontav is on a mitzvah derabanan, but the Rambam disagrees. The Ramban says that halal and yontav is derais, and the Ramban even gave you a mokor, b'sim was yontav. That's part of a samachta, b'chagecha. So let's play this according to the Ramban for a moment. If the chiv of halal and yontav is a real deraisa, do I understand why a katan can be melti a gadol? The chor makes a lot of sense. Because is a katan really a mechuyev b'davar? That's a very, very tricky question. How do you define mechuyev b'davar? Does mechuyev b'davar require that I be mechuyev b'davar mid'araisa? Or does mechuyev b'davar suffice? And as long as I'm mechuyev b'davar mid'rabbanan, that's also okay. So again, we're trying to walk ourselves through step by step. Why does the Mishnah say clearly that the content can't be motzi to Belen Krizahalo? So we're trying to play it now according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, that Krizahalo is a deraisa, it seems to make sense that the content can be motzi to Gadol. Because to have the kotan be motzi the gadol, that would be tantamount to a chayav de rabbanon being motzi a chayav de raisa. It doesn't sound right. It sounds fishy. It sounds like that shouldn't be okay, which it sounds like that's what the Mishnah is saying. Can we say it a little bit stronger than that? Do we have any sources for this idea? Just kind of intuitively we feel that mechuy b'dav de rabbanon can be motzi de raisa. So it's a famous Gemara. It's a Gemara in Maseches Brachos. Those who have a Gemara Brachos. We're now going to focus on this one shayla. We have two people in front of us. One is chayav b'derabbanan in the given mitzvah, and the other is chayav b'deraisa. I want to know, can the derabbanan be motzi b'deraisa? The answer is no. So then this would be a good way of understanding our Mishnah. Our Mishnah would be just reiterating that principle. Let's take a look. The Gemara Daf Chaf Amibayz. It's about a little bit less than halfway down the line. The first word is v'isneu, v'shmira. Almost halfway down the line. V'isneu was the first word in the line. He had a line. Amar Avinu Rava. Nashim b'birchas ha'mazon deraisa or derabbanan. Is a woman's obligation to bench mid'deraisa or mid'rabbanan? The fact that women have to bench is a given. It's a Mishnah. That's why the Sugya is doing it. It's a Mishnah on the Chafa and Aleph and Brachas. Nashim chayavos b'birchas ha'mazon. But Ravina wasn't sure whether this is the chi of deraisa or this is the chi of derabbanan. What's strange is the Gemara never explains why it should or should not be deraisa derabbanan. What's the issue exactly? Why should we think that a woman's chi of to bench is only midirabbanan? It's not grandma, it's not doing it. You can eat and bench whenever you want. So there has to be some kind of almost like tangential reason, some external reason that would potentially mitigate a woman's chi of because of Muslim. Again, we don't know whether it's even true. Ravina's raising that very question. So what is that mitigating factor? What is it about a woman in benching that maybe knocks down a chiyuv to only being a derabbanan? That's a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on the sugya here. Rashi says because benching is linked to Eretz Yisrael, the women didn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, at least not independently. Whatever they got, like b'nos slavcha through the father, that's a different story, but they didn't get a real share b'taras atzman. Rashi suggests that maybe that is the external factor. That's the reason why women's chiyuv is on a midrabbanan, perhaps. Which opens up a whole discussion in Rishon about the Kohanim and Leviim. Where do they fit into that picture? Not for now. Another time, another place. It's probably chayav deraisa. I see at least one lady on the call, so it's probably a chiyuv deraisa. Tosfos has a totally different shot. Tosfos says that no. The reason why women are exempt from benching in the Torah possibly is because the Gemara says later on, the seventh Ben of Brachas, you have to mention bris v'toyrin mention. part of the text of benching, according to Tosfos Min HaTorah, is mentioning, referencing Bris Mila and Torah. That's what we do on Bris Chasam Torah, Tosfos Min HaTorah. It has to be incorporated into the text of the benching. Why that's so? Where that comes from is another story, not for now. But Tosfos claims that's a Mamash Dim Min HaTorah. So Tosfos suggests, and our Sugya of Chafam Aveis, maybe that's the mitigating factor. That's the reason why women can't be Chayav Daraisa. Because Bris Mila doesn't speak to women, and women don't have at least a regular Chiv Mitzvah Torah to the same extent as men clearly don't have. So maybe that deficiency of Bris Torah is ultimately what unravels the entire Chiv of benching with the Raisa for women. That was the Suffolk Ravine, according to Tosfos. So again, Rashi has his chat. Maybe it's the fact of Eretz Yisrael. That's the reason why maybe women's Chiv is not a Derabanan, according to Tosfos, the inability to state Bris Torah.
Why is the Rabbanim though by women? Because Eretz Yisrael, women can force her husband for a get to stay in Eretz Yisrael.
But they didn't have a chiluk in Eretz Yisrael. So they weren't given a Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael.
But they have a chiluk. But it's interesting.
It could be they have the same mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael as men do, but they didn't have a chiluk. So you can't say Eretz Yisrael is not Samach. This is not true.
Benutzlof had Rabbi.
But that's the Gemara. The Rishonim has the cash. The Rishonim explained on the spot, Rashi explains on the spot, that Benutzlofcha got it as the chiluk of the father. They didn't get it b'tars atzman. If they would have been the ones who left Mitzrayim and they wouldn't have had the father, they would have gotten a chiluk in Eretz Yisrael. They got it because they were yorish the father's chos in Eretz Yisrael.
Rebbe, if you say, there's something I don't understand. The chiyuv, if you say it's deraisa for benching, what is the chiyuv deraisa? Isn't it enough to say, thank you, God, for what you gave me?
So that's a big question. What exactly the text of Birch Samos deraisa is? So you have to say some kind of Lashon HaBracha. So you have to say Baruch Hashem, something like that. And you clearly have to say something about food and something about Eretz Yisrael. That seems pretty clear because it says, and then the Tereshim HaPeh explains, the Gemara in the 7th Perek of Bracha says, you have to make mention of Yerushalayim also. Because it says, Aretz HaTova, Ahar HaTova refers to Yerushalayim. So you have to have that bare bone mentioned. Now, whether that means you have to have three separate distinct brachas, so then you can all lump it all together in one big, you know, Baruch Hashem for food, Eretz Yisraelim, and call it a day. So that's a machlekes harishonim. What is the bare bone text of benching with deraisa? And then Tosfos adds on, and you have to also have Bris Torah with deraisa. Other Rishonim are not sure about that, but Tosfos claims when the Gemara says Kol Mishul Ama Bris Torah Liyatz Nechavasa, Tosfos claims it's a Din Min HaTorah.
So by us, we have a nusach. That ladies, when they say Birkat HaMuzon, they say Al Arsenu Be'an Nahalat Avotenu.
Oh, okay, very good, excellent. Okay, good, interesting. Okay, good, interesting. It's a throwback to this Rashi, Rabbi Dov Slofcha, Nachal Sabal Seinu. Good, very good, interesting. So back to this is just the introduction. The punchline for our purposes is now that the Gemara presents a Shaila, Ravina wasn't sure whether a woman is Chayav and benching their eyes at the Rabban, and he says, "Man, ask me, who cares?" They can mention anyway, either the rice or the abundance. What's the difference? No, here's an afkumina, not afkumina. La'afugi rabbi v'chavosim. Can a woman be mighty other people, namely other men? Iyam ros deraisa. If you say a woman's chiv is deraisa, osi deraisa, mafi deraisa. So deraisa can be mighty deraisa. But iyam ros derabbanon, avishen mechiv v'tavon. If a woman's chiv is only with the rabbanon, so then on a love of deraisa, if you ask my shabbeinu would say, v'ayna mechiv v'tavon. So you have to paskin the derais, the din of mechuy b'dav is the din derais of the pashas. To be determined as being a mechuy b'dav, you have to meet the Torah standards of mechuy b'dav. If we're dealing with the mitzvah deraisa, you have to be yaita the deraisa to the standards of the mitzvah. You can't tell me a story that, well, I'm chayv the mitzvah with the rabbanon, so let me be the one to lead the benching. No. Is that the man is chayv benching deraisa? That's the holiday. So he asks Moshe Ben, Moshe Ben, if my wife be motzi me, Moshe Ben says no. If a woman's chiv would be deraisa, then the answer is yes. But if the chiv for a woman's only derabbanan, the answer is no. The mechuy bedaver has to be defined by deraisa. The definitions of mechuy bedaver, and someone who's merely chayv in the mitzvah of derabbanan with deraisa is called a potter ben adaver. So bein lefi chazanish, bein lefi beisalevi, you have to be mechuy bedaver with deraisa. Whatever the lomdus is, you have to be mechuy bedaver with deraisa. Going back to our original question, based on this Gemara Brachas, which in effect is supportive of what our intuition was before, I can understand Shad and the Mishnah and Sukkah. We're really learning the Mishnah and Sukkah. We have to understand in light of the whole Sugya of Mechuy B'davar and the Raisas and the Rabbanans, We are troubled with the Mishnah Tzuchah. The Mishnah Tzuchah says a katan can't be mitzvah a gadol in Kriyas HaHalel. So we pose the question, why not? The katan is also chayav in mitzvahs with the Rabbanon. So the answer is, well, if Kriyas HaHalel is deraisa, like the Ramban claims, because Simchas Yontif, so then it's totally understandable that a katan who's merely chayav with the Rabbanon can't be mitzvah a gadol who's chayav with the deraisa. That would be a violation. This one, that would be like tantamount to a woman be mitzvah a man and be a mazon if she's on a chayav with the Rabbanon. So that's a working shot in that Mishnah. The only problem with that working shot in the Mishnah is that it's hanging off a dear life to the Ramban. And the Ramban was far from agreed upon, but the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says the famous all halos over the Rabbanon. So the Ramban was really mechudish the Keshita and the Suyan halos. The state of halos, their ice is a big fish. Pasha's halos over the Rabban. So halos over the Rabban and Hadi Kushla Duchta. If halos the Rabbanon, so the standards of mechudish Rabban are much lower. In order to be mighty to you in a mitzvah derabbanon, I have to find someone who's chay v'davim in derabbanon. So back to square one, Habi Kushla Duchta, why can't the country be mighty to go? Midiraisi, no one's chay v'davim. There's no such thing as how deraisi going to derabbanon. The whole how lock, stuck, and barrel was on him in derabbanon. So good, let my 10-year-old boy be mighty in how, it's a big deal. Why is the Mishnah saying the Mishnah is the fairish now? Nobody argues with the Mishnah. Why not? According to the Rambam, in order to be sharing the whole how is derabbanon, what's wrong? So the Chari, you see, clore from this Mishnah that there is something missing in our equation. We presented on the board this equation, well, a katan's chayav derabanan, and the father's chayav derabanan, ma baya, what's the problem? Obviously, there is something different about the katan's chayav that will not enable him to be mitzi his father in Kriyas HaHalel. So yes, he's chayav derabanan, but there's something about that chiyuv derabbanan that doesn't meet the threshold of mechuyav b'davar. There is something lacking in that ability of the katan to be mitzvah d'gadol that we can't quite put our fingers on. L'chora, he's derabbanan, what's the problem? So we have to try to identify what is that missing link. What is it about that relationship between the katan's Kriyas HaHalel and his father's Kriyas HaHalel that prevents us from us simply saying, well, it's a mitzvah derabbanan, he's mechuyav derabbanan, inshallah Yisrael, let him be mitzvah d'gadol. What is it about?
Can we
acquaint,
what? Can we acquaint both of them, the katan and is equal to the hashu to hereshoteh katan that they don't have the understanding.
But the katan midrabbanan is chayav mitzvahs. The bottom line is 12 years old. He has to say,
well, that's chinuch. No chinuch.
But that's exactly what I want to know. What is it about this mitzvah of chinuch that prevents him from being called a mechuyav b'davar? That's exactly what I'm asking. Right. That's right. So there are two major approaches to the Rishonim in this sugya to try to answer this dilemma. This is the question that's bothering all the Rishonim. So we have to go, though, to different sugyas and shas. We're not going to find it on the page of a second sukkah, really. We have to look around a little bit to other sugyas that will shed some light as to how two very, very different groups of Rishonim dealt with the same problem and came up with very, very different answers. So if we take a look, those who have a Gemara Maseches Megillah, take a look at a sugya that appears in Maseches Megillah. In Maseches Megillah, now you test some of these. It's a Mishnah Maseches Megillah. Hakol Ksher and Likros Hasa Megillah. Everybody is acceptable. Everyone is kosher to read the Megillah. Chutz b'cheir ishet v'katan. If you demach shev v'katan. So the Tanakhama says that somebody who's a cheir is someone who can't hear and can't speak. So he's not a bar das. He's not chayav dei mitzvahs. The shota is never somebody who's just not in touch with reality. So he's part of the more mitzvahs. La bar das. And the same grouping is a katan. And Rav Yudit says, no, a katan can be mitzi, a goblin, Kriyas HaMegillah. So let's just think for a moment, what kind of a mitzvah are we dealing with, Kriyas HaMegillah? Are we dealing with a deraisa? Not really, it's not a derabanan. So we're dealing with the mitzvah derabanan. If we're dealing with the mitzvah derabanan, then we're right smack into the same problem that we have in our Mishnah and Sukkah. Why can't the katan be mitzi, his father, and Kriyas HaMegillah? If it's only derabanan, and he's chayav mishum chinuch. Everyone agrees you got to bring your 12-year-old kid to hear Megillah and Torah. So if the Kotel Chai Mishum Chinuch and Kriyas HaMegillah is only a Dirabon anyway, so we'll not be back to square one. Why can't the Kotel be built as well? It's the same question in the Mishnah Sukkah. It's the exact same question. How old is Dirabonim? Kriyas HaMegillah is Dirabonim. He's Chayav Dirabonim. He's Chayav Dirabonim. What's the problem? What's the missing link? Very difficult Mishnah. It would be a really, really easy way out of this Mishnah. You know what the easy way out of the Mishnah would be? The child is lo gil chinuch. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a little kid, a four-year-old kid, not a 12-year-old kid. That's a big, big problem. The big problem about that is the next one, the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Machshav Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a katan can be. Rabbi Yehuda says what we would have said. Rabbi Yehuda is right. So if you're going to tell me that, no, the only way to defend the Mishnah, defend the Tanakh Kama is to make the kid under the age of chinuch, you're going to be guilty of overkill, then you can make Rabbi Yehuda make no sense. So we are in a pickle in this Mishnah. This is not my kasha, it's Taisa's kasha. Taisa opens up the sugya, the third of the Taisa, review the Machshir, kasha ve'eza kotan ma'iri. Even below in Gilachinuch by Tavid Rabbi Yehuda, says, if the kid's below in Gilachinuch, why would Rabbi Yehuda say you are? Yeah, I'd say. And then he says, and if he's in Gilachinuch, if he skipped down a few lines, the first one is Chavas, and then he's in Gilachinuch, my Tavid Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasla. So Taisa says, we don't say, how old is this kid? Does it change? The kid got younger from the beginning of the Mishnah to the end of the Mishnah. He got older. The kid got a year older. The Mishnah doesn't make any sense. So Tosis develops a Gevaldik Yusayid. It's going to become very helpful for Halal as well. Let's skip down to VH line, man. The first line, words of the line, Rebirchus HaMozum. It's about 20 lines down in some places. Rebirchus HaMozum, VH line, man. The Mishnah is talking about a 12-and-a-half-year-old kid. And still the Rabbanan say it can't be the Valkyrie. Why? Because Kriyas HaMegillah for the father is only a Rabbanan. The Kotach ain't Mechuyav Elamid Rabbanan afilu b'shar mitzvahs. Here's the punchline. Not all Rabbanans are created equal. When a child gets up to read the Megillah, 12-and-a-half-year-old child gets up to read the Megillah, we look at him and we say, this mitzvah that you're about to experience is a Rabbanan for two distinct reasons. Number one, it's a derabbanan because you're a child. And anything you do is only a derabbanan. Even if you would say Kiddush Deraisa, it would be only a derabbanan. Even if you'd blow shofar, it would be a derabbanan. You're only a child. You're under the age of bar mitzvah. You're only giving it to you. The aid, and another reason why what you're doing right now is only a derabbanan is, you know why? Because Kriyas HaMegillah happens not to be a mitzvah deraisa altogether. Even for Gedolim, it's not a mitzvah deraisa. So you are twice removed from the arena of deraisa. And Taisa just coined a brand new phrase called the trade derabbanan. A trade derabbanan means that my fulfillment of this mitzvah is derabbanan for two totally distinct reasons. Both are correct. When I get up and read the Megillah, when the 12-year-old gets up and reads the Megillah, what he is embarking upon is a mitzvah derabbanan for reason number one, because he's a child. And reason number two is because Kriyas HaMegillah is only derabbanan. When his father gets up and reads the Megillah, he is also embarking upon a mitzvah derabbanan. It's only derabbanan for one reason, not for two reasons. Because the father is 35 years old, and he's chayv in all of the mitzvahs b'deraisa. So, the truth to be told, says Tosfos, when the child reads the Megillah, and when the father reads the Megillah, they're both mitzvahs derabbanan, but they're not on equal footing. One is a chad derabbanan, and one is a trey derabbanan. And a trey derabbanan is a lower level obligation than a chad derabbanan. And therefore, in the realm of Mechuyah B'Davar, when we define Mechuyah B'Davar, says Tosfos, we no longer give a black and white answer and say, are you Chayv or are you Potter? That's not correct. There are gradations. It's a gray area. I can be Mechuyah B'Davar and still not be able to be made to you. You know why? Because you are more Mechuyah B'Davar than I am. Because you have a single Derabbanan. For you, it's only a one removed. For me, it's twice removed. So this may be a little bit of a stretch of a marshal, half of dollars, but I think there's a famous phrase in a certain book about, you know, all men are created equal, just that some are more equal than others, if I remember correctly. So that's exactly what this is saying, that yes, we're all mechuyev davar. We're equally mechuyev davar, except I'm more equal than you are. I'm more mechuyev davar than you are mechuyev davar. I didn't say you're potter. You're chayev. You're an absolute 1,000% mechuyev davar, but you're not as mechuyev davar as I am. That's quite a chiddush. That's quite a breakthrough in the sugya. This is Tosfos Yesod. Yesod that Yesod this in the sugya Kriyas Megillah.
So, Rabbi, according to that, would there be any mitzvah derabanan that a child could be motzi a gadol for?
Oh, wait. We got work to do. Maybe.
To rephrase that question, is there some type of kiyum, a person that doesn't have a choice, is there some type of kiyum derabanan that he gets by listening to the child, or it's mevato all?
According to Tosfos, it's an absolute waste of time. It's like hearing Kriyas Megillah from, I don't know, from the bird singing. He's not a mechuyev davar. He can't be mitzi me.
No, but we just argued that that the inyan of mitzvah, that it's a mitzius of the person who has a chiyuv that creates a Kriyas Megillah. So we do agree that there's a mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. The fact it's not high enough, it's still a mitzvah of Kriya. It's not a parrot.
If you want to know, would I gain anything at all from hearing it? Or would I stop a waste of time? I don't know. I'm not so sure according to Tosfos you gain anything. I'm not so sure.
So with the headgear we gave, that to distinguish it from a parrot to a Megillah is the chepsa shel mitzvah that has to be attached. So the chetzmah mitzvah is there. The fact that chetzmah mitzvah is chaser, 100%.
Well, I know, it's an interesting question. The fascinating question Henry's asking, I'm on a desert island. I don't know how to read the Megillah. The only one knows how to read is Kanchi Gil Lachinuch. Is it worth it for me to hear it? So I'm not yet to if I get off the desert island before the day's over, I better hear it again because I definitely did not fulfill my mitzvah b'shlemusa. But would you say that it's nothing? Or would I say that at least I was yaitse to the degree that the kotel, so to speak, I don't remember the name of that yitziv, a mitzvah that I just made up. I never thought of that one. It's an interesting one. I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer to the question is. But under normal circumstances, hakok sheim chutz, the kotel cannot be bakari. So this Tosfos that makes its appearance in Maseches Megillah can now be borrowed to Maseches Sukkah as well. And the book is identical promise. We have a Mishnah that tells us that a kotel can be made to Golan Kris HaHalel, so we were scratching our heads a few minutes ago. Why not? He's drabon, ma baya. So we could have gone down the route of the Ramban and called Kris HaHalel Deraisa. So we could have done that, but we were a little weary to do that. We thought probably the Pasha is like the Rambam, like Kris HaHalel is only the Rabbanim. So if it's the Rabbanim, he's Rabbanim. The answer is no. It's not he's Rabbanim. He's a double Rabbanim, he's a single Rabbanim. He's a trade Rabbanim, he's a Chal Rabbanim. And that's the reason. What the Mishnah says in Megillah, when Tosfos types up the Mishnah Megillah, is the identical Pshat in that Mishnah Maseches Sukkah, Rabbi Hal. But both Mishnahs, the Mishnah Sukkah and Megillah, say the same, you say that a trade Rabbanim can be made to Chal. That's Tosfos Yesod. The Ramban takes issue with this Tosfos. The Ramban goes down, is facing the same challenge. Ramban is definitely bothered with the exact same question as Tosfos. No question about it. The Ramban's also trying to figure out, why can't the cup be made to the Golden and Kriyas Megillah? Why can't it be made to the Kriyas HaHalel? Okay, Kriyas HaHalel, probably the Ramban had less of a kasha because it's their Isa. You know, but again, you know, the Ramban personally, you know, wouldn't have been as bothered with that Mishnah, but the Mishnah Megillah he has to deal with. According to the Ramban, the Ramban didn't buy into this trade Rabban Chanan. He never heard of such a thing. He heard of it, but he didn't think it was correct. Says the Ramban, let me tell you another reason why. Says the Ramban, a katan is not a mechuyev davar at all. For sure not there, Isa, it's not even on the radio screen. Not even with the Rabban. What do you mean not the Rabban? But the Gemara says, so you've been mechanech a child. The child's got to come to shul with you. If he's 12 years old, he better be sitting next to you for Kriyas Megillah. What do you mean he's not mechuyev davar? Says the Ramban, a famous yisrael, the Ramban that appears in the Mechamas Hashem, Maseches Brachos. But the Ramban says, chinuch does not mean that the child is mechuyev in the mitzvah. Children do not have chiyuv in mitzvahs. They're under the age of bar mitzvah. What chiduch means is that midirabbanon, Chazal were mechayev the father to make sure that this child goes through the motions of coming to shul near the field, get him into good training for after post bar mitzvah. It's not a chayvas ha-koton. It's a chayvas ha-av. There's a chayv midirabbanon that's mutal on the father in mechanech his child. But that in no shape or form makes the kotta mitzad atzma bitama gavra ding mechubidon. So therefore, when the Khotan at the age of 12 and a half reads the Megillah for the Gadol, that's like a parrot. I'd say in that case, Henry, for sure there's nothing to be gained. He's mamish nothing. He's a zero.
So that explanation really clarifies that it takes it out of a chepsis shel mitzvah.
Right, it's a nothing. He's mamish nothing. A Khotan is an absolute zippo zero. He's zero with the rice, he's zero with the rabbanim because it's chavis av. That's the Rabban's major yisoy this in the sugya b'chiv. I would show you the Ramban inside. It's in the Mulchamas and Maseches Brachas. Those who want to look at it, it's on the Sugyan Daf Chaf and Maseches Brachas. The print is so small that anyone who comes within anywhere within my age range, within 10 years older or younger, probably will not be able to see this Mulchamas. So I'm looking around. I think probably everyone comes close to that. So if you really, really want, you can try to find it together. We'll give it a fighting chance. But I'm telling you in advance, you may have some trouble locating it. So those who have a Gemara Brachas can take a look at the riff, the third track of a second Brachas.
Also, Rav Sabalowski, just one question: with putting the katan in the same category, according to Tosos Pshat, putting the katan in the same category in the same Mishnah as a Cheresh and a Sota, that doesn't even seem right anyway.
Well, it's right lemaisa. It's not right conceptually.
Right.
According to Tosos, there are two different categories as to why the kid be mitzvah. One is like the parrot, and one is like the, you know, chad rabbanon. Whereas according to the Ramban, they're all like the parrot.
Right.
And again, the Mishnah was just trying to tell you the punchline. Mishnah's goal was not to tell you all the background lumbers. That's our job. Mishnah was just trying to tell you straight. Bottom line is the kohen can't read. So those who have a gemara brachas, it's a good days of an alpha dapi a riff. Those are the regular gemaras. Some of the other editions of the gemara revamped the daffin a little bit. But it's on the old style riffs of Dafyud Bezim and Aleph in the Mechamas Hashem. See if we can try to find, we can extract that one liner. Let me try to find the one line for us. So if you take a look, it's in the Mechamas Hashem. The first word in the line is Tos. About halfway down the Mechamas Hashem. The Kotan afilu agil l'chinuch ein emotzi acherim afilu b'drabonim. Says Rambam, the Kotan can't be voitzi anybody and anything, even if it's just drabonim. Kidisnan hakok shem mikrasa megillah chutz b'cheshet v'kotan. Mishnah Megillah. The time of the milsa, here's the punchline. Nothing to do with stories of trade rabbanim like Taisus. Says Dr. Ramban, the time of the milsa, Mishum the chinuch mitzvah the aviv hi, the iu labach yuvahu klal. That's the punchline there. But now, almost to complete the circle, the Ramban's going to bring you a raya for this yisrael. Not only is it say pshat in the Mishnah Megillah, but it'll be another raya from another Maimon Chazal, another Mishnah, that a katan is a la brachiyu b'klal, v'chein amru b'halel k'shaya makme katan. Who's the Ramban quoting our Mishnah? Ayin sukkah daf lamed ches. So Ramban's gevaldik, right? The Ramban's nerivayim. The Ramban just collected two Mishnahs. He collected Mishnah b'sechas Megillah and Mishnah b'sechas Sukkah. They both said the same thing. Katan came in way to your gozel. The Ramban had the same question. Why not? And the Ramban is the same you said. It's Gevaldik. Ramban's Gevaldik, beautiful. There's only one thing that's bothering about this Ramban. Basically, what's bothering about this Ramban? What's bothering about this Ramban is that the Ramban was the last Rishon under the sun I would have expected to bring a Raya from Halel to his Yisrael. You know why? Because Ramban and Sefer Mitzvah holds that Halel's the Raya. So how is the rice and yantif? That's the reason why the kohen can be metziah gadol. So it's a pella. The Ramban's 100% right, except according to the Ramban. It's a gevaldik raya for the Mishnah in Sukkah, according to the Ramban. I think it's not really a kasha in the Ramban, because if you look at the Ramban and say for mitzvah, so he develops that idea that how is it the raisa on yontif. He doesn't say it like the term is vada. He's not like saying this is an absolute shita. He's defending those who say it. The Baha'i claimed that how is the raisa and the Rabban made the machtevet, that's not true. So the Ramban is almost like defending those rishonim. It's not like the Ramban is absolutely signing off that he really truly believes in his heart and soul that how is the raisa and yontif. I think here the Ramban is more writing along like conventionalism, so he's not addressing. He wrote the Bahamas at the age of 18. He didn't write the Sava and Sefer Mitzvah until many, many years later. So I think when he wrote at the mere age of 18, he's just writing like conventionalism. Everybody knows it, except for what I'm going to write in 30 years from now. Everybody knows that Holland was only the Rabbanan. For sure, it's only the Rabbanan. And why can't it come in Motzi God? Oh, is that no? You see from the other side, you say as to why the cotton can be made to the God by Chris and Megillah. So I don't think it's a kasha against the Ramban. It's just a little bit, I don't know, he's humorous, but a little bit strange that the Ramban himself would probably be the last one we would have expected to bring a riot, his own Yisrael, from the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. It's a ha'ara on the Ramban. So Chol Panim, I said, we have two very, very different approaches to the Gedalia Rishonim as to what the answer to our riddle and our sugya is. Why did the Mishnah say the Kohen can't be married to the Gedalia, which is in effect the same question in Megillah, why the Kohen can't be married to the Gedalia because of Megillah. So that's the challenge that all Rishonim bothered with. What's the solution? So Tosfos had one solution, trade the Rabbanu versus Chad Rabbanu, and the Rabbanu is the second solution. The Gil Chinuch is not really a Chiyuv. So independently, each one of these answers does solve that problem, but it also addresses the Mishnah Masechet Megillah. Is there any real difference between the two? So hopefully we'll get to Shem next week. We'll try to pick up from that Nakuda. There's a huge difference between the two. According to the Ramban, it is inconceivable for a Kotan ever, ever, ever to be made to go with any mitzvah under the sun. It's not never going to happen. According to Tosas did not close the door on a Kotan being made to go. Tosas only closed the door on if and when you run into that rut of a trade Rabbanu versus a Chad Rabbanu. If we could somehow redo the math and create a Chad and a Chad Rabbanu and keep them on the same playing field somehow in some shape or form, then the rules may change according to Tosas. Hopefully, that's next week. We have to analyze this Machlokes Tosfos and Ramban through the eyes of a sugya Maseches Brachos, the third parak. It's actually a continuation of that Noshim sugya that we began before. We have to try to complete more of the picture next week. Okay. Okay. Good night, everybody.